Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
Bless your word this morning. Let your word comfort like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And let your people be truly fed with the very words that come from your heart. Let lives be changed. Let situations be turned around. Let people receive the engrafted word that is able to save our souls. Let the hearts of men become fertile to receive your word. Do what only you can do, Jesus. 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 Take away pains, take away sickness, take away infirmities. Do what only you can do, Jesus. Let hope be restored. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands together for our God and celebrate Him. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God bless you. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to come back in a few, maybe next month, I don't know. I want to teach on the entire book of Ephesians. It will be during the School of the Spirit, 8 a.m. on Sunday. But am I good? Am I coming off clearly? Any feedbacks? Am I good at the back? Okay. So I'll come back and teach. So Pastor Bola, please, let's talk and fine-tune this. But today, I am seduced by something. I'm seduced by, there's a matter in my heart. I was still saying to Charles last night, as usual, one of my greatest problems is trying to determine what to preach. So, it was a problem. And when there was no solution, I decided to sleep. That's what you do. Some of us have developed a mechanism that we sleep. You know, if I hear someone dies, someone has passed on, and maybe the person is a family member or very close, I become immediately unstable. So the first thing I do is I go and sleep. I don't know. It's weird. I'm not processing properly. So I go and sleep first. Then when I wake up, like, okay, so this person is gone. I'm able to process the matter better. For some of you, you go straight into crying. People have different, what in psychology we call coping mechanisms. My own coping mechanism is, first of all, to sleep. Some of you, your first coping mechanism is to go to the restroom. Who knows what I'm talking about? You just, right now, you just straight there. And when you come out, is it true? Then your system starts processing. Because right there was a distortion in the magnetic field. So you need to go and clear your head. Huh? Some is to eat. My elder brother, my only brother, my mom used to ask him, why is it that whenever you are sick, it's when you eat more? His own malaria is not the one that doesn't let him not eat. You know, my second sister, she had malaria, and then my mom prepared rice and jollof rice. And then, am I coming off clearly? And then I sat beside her because I knew she didn't have appetite. You know, this is the dining table. So I was like, sorry, Pele, sorry. But try and eat. Say, I don't have appetite. Try it. I said, okay, let me just. So my mom went to the kitchen. I used my spoon. I just said, should I? So I know, just, but can you try and eat the rest? Say, she'll try. Then like, I said, I still don't feel like eating. I say, it's okay. I just take some more. I'm trying to help you. You may not know this is a favor. At least my mom is going to come out of the kitchen and say, hey, if you eat now, you'll get better. Somebody else was doing the eating. Oh, boy. Ah, I was so mischievous. I looked at one of my old pictures with my dad. I just knew that I really had that mischievous thing. I was born with it. And it doesn't affect my anointing. That's the problem. You know, if by being mischievous, God says, okay, you are too mischievous, I reduce your anointing. I would ask, let me be serious. You know, with my life. But it somehow it doesn't affect, so hey. I'm just having a time of my life. I don't know, some bass. This is not my voice. Help me. Is this better? Okay. Now, I want to look at, I titled this message, The Spirit of Power. The Spirit of Power. Aha. Stay with me. It's a very simple message. If you have been long around in church, you probably will know this. Or if you've been a Christian for a while, you probably know this. A very simple message. So, but stay with me. This message is titled, The Spirit of Power. Now, give me Ephesians chapter 1, from verse 19, the scripture that we read this morning. Now, let me start off by saying this. The word power, now if you look at, give me verse 18, quickly. It says that the eyes of your, now this is a prayer, and I will, when I begin to teach on Ephesians, I will come and, I hope I can touch on this. Now, what gave birth to my desire to teach on the book of Ephesians? There's a friend of mine who attends Avestas Church. So they gave her an assignment in church to summarize the book of Ephesians. So she called me. She called me. We are colleagues. So she called me, chatted me in the office. Minga, I have an assignment. I said, okay. They said I should summarize the book of Ephesians. And I asked her, you know, I just switched to that one. Have you read the book, the entire book before? Said, no. I said, when is the deadline? This Saturday. That's yesterday. And you are just calling me. Today is Thursday. What kind of, I said, okay, let's sit and discuss the chapter. You will enjoy it better. The book. She said, no, I just want to write something and submit. I said, okay. I think I showed this mic. Am I coming off clearly? So I opened my Bible, the Bible on my phone, to chapter 1. And as I opened it, I was just looking and I was typing. And the inspiration came. I actually finished the book of Ephesians. I actually have it in word format right now. So I did chapter 1 for her, and I folded, and I told her, I hope they will not ask you who wrote this thing for you. Because this is, you know, talk about the hope of his calling. You know, who knows what the hope of his calling is? Come to that class. You pay 2,000 naira to be in that class for all my effort and labor. Amen. Paul did not charge because Paul didn't know the value of what he was writing. Me, I know the value, so you pay. Amen. Hallelujah. Joking. Because I said that before you go and put my video on Facebook, I say the man is collecting. I'm not collecting you. Put this part in the video you upload. Amen. Okay. So the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Enlightened there means what? To be open. It is possible for you to have spiritual eyes and they are closed. It's possible for you to have spiritual eyes and they are seen wrongly. Hello? I say you can have eyes, they are seen wrongly. Jesus laid hands on a man and the man saw men walking as trees. It might have been a divine encounter, but you are seen upside down. So Paul said that we need to pray for believers that the eyes of their spirits will be what? Will be opened. It is when those eyes are opened that they will begin to know. You can have the Bible in front of you if your spiritual eyes are not enlightened or you do not receive a floodgate of light in your spirit, you will not be able to see the hope, the what God was anticipating when he called you. Do you understand that? That when God asked you, and that day you gave your life to Christ, there was something he hoped to achieve with your life. It was not just a blanket salvation because Jesus died and all. Yeah, like I will say to you guys here, Paul traveled many cities and many countries to preach the gospel. But somebody was here in church like 2 weeks ago, and the person came from Turkey, the nation of Turkey, where Paul preached, and you had Ephesus and some of these wonderful cities that are now largely Muslim. Now, look at all what Paul did. Could it have been that God wanted Paul to just preach the gospel and then eventually have those cities become Muslim cities? I don't think so. Because you will find that in the book of Philippians, that Paul started to speak, he was musing within his heart. He was having some conversations that there's got to be more than having an international ministry. There's got to be more than just going and seeing miracles happen. Those things are lovely, but there's got to be more. And he began to muse, and as he was musing in his heart, he was writing, I want to know the reason why I was apprehended. I could not have been apprehended to be globetrotting. What we call ministry today is globetrotting. Oh, he has a great ministry. It's globetrotting. And that's why you will find that many times after some of our most profound men of God go to be with the Lord, the traces are lost. 50 years later, we don't even remember their name so much. But in the heart of what Paul was doing, he was writing and he was saying, I want to know the hope to which he has called me. I want to know the power of his resurrection. I want to fellowship with his suffering. And what God did to Paul was that he had ordained Paul to document scripture for church. But he kept the matter hidden from Paul. So Paul thought he was writing letters. The Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 1 that God has hidden eternity in the heart of men. So God will put a test and a hunger in your soul. It will keep pushing you to do things. And sometimes it's as if you are fulfilling your destiny by mistake, because you don't. The issue is in front of you, but it's sealed, it's veiled. You are seeing it, but at the same time you are not seeing it. And then after your assignment is done, after Paul wrote the last scripture, somewhere in his heart, couldn't explain it, but he felt a release. He now said, I think I've finished my calling. I finished my course. He didn't finish his course in terms of winning the whole world to Jesus. He finished his course in terms of documenting scripture. Now imagine that the only books we have were 1 Peter, 2 Peter, Acts of the Apostles. Then you see someone speaking in tongues and interpreting. You're like, hey, that's error. That's error. Because somebody failed to do his job by documenting. So you realize that there are certain things God will require of you that even though you will be fulfilling, they will be concealed and veiled from you. But it will keep the hunger there to keep the search going. And that's when many of you will notice that even though you are seeing certain things in the spirit, you're having some dreams, you're having some revelations, they seem to be pushing you in a direction, but the meaning is still hidden from you. How many of you know those kind of dreams? You have some dreams like he's saying something, but for like 2-3 months, you may not even know the meaning. It is when the eyes of your spirit is open that you can know the true state of what you are dealing with. Someone came to me and she said, there's a man in my family house that we are all running away from because he's believed to be diabolical. We stood there and she was talking. He's diabolical and we are afraid of him. I didn't even bat an eyelid. I said, that's not your problem. The problem in your family is a woman. Eh? Say yes. I said, the woman you eat with. She did her hands like this. Because there was only one woman she eats with. It is when the eyes of your spirit, I said, that man is just a troublesome person. It's not your problem. You know, there are some people in the family, they are just troublesome. So you know me now, you want to marry, you can come to my house. When last did I see you? Even your father, I tried to help him. You seem to take up his stubbornness. Ah, you children of now, those kind of uncles. They are just stubborn. They are not your problem. It is only when the eyes of your spirits are open that David can look at Goliath and say, this one shall be as one of those I have defeated. Did you notice that in the warfare between David and Goliath, Goliath was not talking to any individual. He was talking on a national scale. Hello, stay with me. You see, you speak your level. You speak your level. He said, is there no one among you that can represent your nation? If you defeat me, take my nation. He wasn't talking to who he saw. Right? Go and sit down. I'm not talking about you. I know you won't come out. You didn't notice that when Goliath was talking, he was not talking to any individual. He was talking to the heart of a nation. And there are some enemies like that. So in spiritual warfare, the first thing you do before you begin to engage is to profile. You profile your enemy. What is his strength? What is his weakness? Don't just go rushing. When you are fighting Wolverine, and forgive me, it's not the same way if you are fighting Songo. That's our own version of X-Men. Amen. Go watch the film. When I watch those things, I get inspiration. My wife complains of violence in the house. Hey. The violence I'm propagating, but I say, yeah, I know. What is the riches of the glory of his inheritance? And he said, this is not my focus. Hopefully I'll come to this. Give me the next verse. Aha. Look at this. Now take note. What is the exceeding greatness? And you underline that word, exceeding greatness. Of what? Of his power towards what we believe. That's one power. According to the working of his... Two different types of power. There's an exceeding power. There is a mighty power. Give me verse 20. Which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Verse 21. Far above what? All principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only that which is in the world, but that is which is in the world. Come, verse 22. And has put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head of all things to the church. The Greek words used for everywhere you saw power here were different. That's why I said the English language is many times limited in our understanding of scripture. And for you to understand this scripture, you will require some extra help in linguistics. Give me verse 19 again. Verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power? The word power here is the word dunamis. There are at least four or five different words used in scripture for power. Number one is dunamis. Number two is exousia. Number three is kratos. Number four is iskol. Number five is eusphoros. Eusphoros is a dimension of God's power that relates to wisdom. Demonstration of wisdom power. Wisdom is a form of power. You understand? It's a dimension that relates. You find it in Daniel and Joseph. It's a dimension of wisdom power. It's not in terms of moving objects. That's not my focus today anyway. But just keep it somewhere. So when you don't despise any form of dominion, any form of power, because they are dimensions of God. When you see someone that has the ability to reason at a level, graced by God, reason at a level that is higher than normal men, you should celebrate it. Huh? You should celebrate it. Kenti Egi said that he gave his life to Christ, he began to have straight A's in class. Straight A's. That was a dimension of wisdom power. It's a dimension of what? Of wisdom power. Now in verse 19, the word here is dunamis. And what is dunamis? I know you may not know dunamis, but you know dynamite, you know dynamo kid, you know related words to dynamic. It's the root word from dunamis. And dunamis means vested and inherent power of God in a man. The vested and inherent power of God in a man. Now, this is interesting. Charles, you will know this. There's a Lamborghini that operates, this horsepower is 16,000. Who knows that Lamborghini? Eh. People don't know cars. I'm learning now. Because God has told me to open my mind and stop behaving like well to kill me. Amen. I said there's a Lamborghini. I actually went online to look at that car. It's very beautiful. Hello? Hello? Don't worry, I'm not buying it yet. If I won't buy it, but if you give me, I'll drive it for a week then sell it off and use the money for other serious things. I don't want people coming to knock at my door, including thieves. When we're going to buy our second car, then we're going to buy this car that Obi drives, that Camry. It was very popular. It was. My wife said, we cannot buy this car and be living in this house. The car is more than the house. So if we buy this car, we have to move to Bagada Estate. I said, let's look for a smaller car. I'm happy. I'm happy in Jesus. I'm not under. I'm happy in Jesus. Well, there's one song we used to sing when we were SUs in those days. I'm satisfied in Jesus every day. You know those kind of songs. Our hearts are just drawn towards heaven. We see nothing but heaven. You know, I'm satisfied whether I have it or not. In Jesus every day. You don't need keyboard and drums for those kind of stuff. You just enjoy. You know those kind of songs. You guys are this generation. You don't know anything about praising God without keyboard and guitar. Way back, it was not one of our prayer requests that God bless this fellowship with a drum set. What are you talking about, man? Hey, use your hands. Dunamis. Dunamis. Now, I was going to say something about that Lamborghini. The Lamborghini, 16,000 horsepower. Do you know what that means, Charles? That's the strongest engine. Yeah. You know, that car, look, brother, by the time you are doing 160 with your car, and your car is shaking like this, that car is just, it hasn't started. You can't drive that car on third Milan. You have to clear the road. Because the speed, if that car is running below that speed, you are not using the car. You know what kind of car? They'll be telling you that you have to put load on this generator. You know those kind of generator, when you buy, they'll say put load on it. It's not the one that if you pull the generator is doing like it wants to die. Say people off AC, off 16,000. This is the fastest car. The car is so fast they don't use it for regular drivers. It's all these Formula One guys. spiritual people, hear me. I say it's Formula One guys. You know all this car racing. You know the car has capacity to stand this ground. When you rev the car, you know you are on something. Charles, are you? It's not those guys that you start and you're waiting for it to warm. This 16,000 horsepower, you start that car, when you accelerate, you say, wow, I'm loving this one now. Did you say it was a gift? Neither, let me pray for you. All my anointing, all my power, prosper, prosper, prosper. You see, Pastor praying prayer that God didn't send him. 16,000 horsepower. I'm trying to explain something. If that car is in Nigeria, that car is stranded. Because dunamis is the inherent capacity of God's power. It can be in you, but it will not operate optimally. That's where I'm going. You can have something that can move the earth. It's a dunamis. It's like a dynamite. It breaks open terrible, you know, rough grounds and deals with long-standing family issues. It's a dunamis. God gives it to his inherent. That's what God calls exceeding power. Exceeding great power. Dunamis. When they come and they push it, it's just like you are trying to uproot a building, and you come, you are using chisel or something to knock off the walls, and then this machine just goes and just, it's called exceeding great power. And God says that power is inherent in you. If it's dunamis, it's inherent. That capacity is in your spirit, and your spirit is elastic. You can either choose to read God's word according to men's interpretation or see the way God says. God says in your spirit, you have a dunamis. He says, and we want to know, if Paul was saying, I want my spiritual eyes to be open so that I can know the exceeding great power that has been given to us. We believe. Because you can have a dunamis and you'll be operating. What is the capacity of this, our regular cars? What's yours for? 1.5, 2.8. And we are complaining of the fuel consumption. Say that one they chop fuel. Okay, at this level, we are talking about 16,000. We are not talking about what the we are not talking about what the waiting the car go chop. 160 per liter. This is not diesel, man. Do you know what we're talking about here? We are talking about capacity. You bring that car to Maryland, that car will not move. You will refuse because you are embarrassing. Because the car is moving at 50 kilometers, like, what is this? Where am I? Say it's Nigeria. What? Can you take me back? If there was a wrong way for that kind of car, some millionaires in Nigeria would have bought it. But look at the capacity of the car. I wish I could go online and show you what that car looks like, but I don't know. I actually should have done that. Very nice, lovely, beautiful car. But the car can be limited by its environment. Being human body, the environment is the human spirit, the human body, except there is an unveiling that tells you this is what has been given to you. This is what you are capable of because you believe. He said, I want you to open my spiritual eyes so that I can see the exceeding great power that has been given to me as a believer. Say, Lord, I receive. Say, Lord, I believe. Say, Lord, I believe. In Jesus' name. There are certain things as powerful as that car is that can limit that car, even if it's on its own wrong way. The strength of the dunamis is in maintenance. Hear me. The strength of a Lamborghini, this Lamborghini with 16,000 horsepower, is in its what? Maintenance. You cannot refuse to change the oil, though. I will not change the oil today. I'll leave it in next week. You can do that with that your, what do you call that? Corolla Camry 2000. Don't try it with this one. This is high maintenance. You know those generators that we tell you every 100 hours, you service. Are you here? You service every 100 hours. They are not the petrol gen, no. It's diesel gen. Every 100. There are some generators that will begin to flash once you exceed the period for the turnaround maintenance. They will shut down. They will refuse to work because they know you are evil. This generator knows you are evil, that you are Satan. Because if you know the value of this generator, you will not even use one extra minute without servicing it. The strength of this Lamborghini 16,000 horsepower is that when it is time for the maintenance, you change the oil. There are some things we don't take note of in this part of the world. Check the tires. I was trying to write down some of those things that kind of car will require. You say you clean the car. You can't take out that car. You can't take it out if it's dirty. Is that the one you use water and put Omo?
$5,000.
Irony. Irony. Kenny, say it with your mouth. Oh. What did you say?
$5,000 for one wash.
For one wash? To wash? No, I don't. Just give me money. I don't want Lamborghini again. $5,000 to wash Lamborghini. Oh boy. I said the person washing the car knows the power that is available. Are you hearing me? You said you wash it once in 5 years. $5,000. To wash that Lamborghini, this particular Lamborghini, they will collect $5,000 from you. To wash you. Now, times 360. How much is that? MJ, mathematician. $5,000 times 360. Oh, Makapara. Now, can you see this where you are? This is my latest baby. This is, you see, if I take my wife to the Galleria with this, the love is going to go to a brand new level. Look at what I'm talking about. Is this even a car? This is a warship. Warship. 16,000. Look at this. $5,000 to wash this car, to maintain this car. How much is the engine oil? Please help me. See, don't confuse me again. 1.8 million to wash this car, and thus it will not be dirty again. What am I trying to tell you? The strength of the dunamis is in your constant fellowship, yielding to the Lord, allowing the word of God to daily cleanse you by the washing of water. There's an exposure. So has a revelation that his kind of dunamis must have, that he cannot stay too far away from the Lord. You cannot stay too far, because you know that you are high maintenance. You know that you are high maintenance. You know that you are high maintenance. So when others are saying, I can fast for 7 days, that's the requirement for dunamis. Because I took my car, Charles, we went to service the other day. It didn't take them more than 1 hour. This one, you will leave the car. They will call you when they are through. It's not this one, you say you are changing oil filter. You are checking. They will check the car. They will scan it. Lord, search me if there is any evil way in me. If there is any forward way in me. By adventure, I am beginning to accept the things that I have once rejected. By adventure, there is a part of my heart that is straying far away from you. You will bring yourself under the radar. Not just for a wash, but a steam wash. That is the requirement. That's why many of us carry dunamis and it's not able to manifest at its optimal level. Because we only show up for servicing 1 month after it is due. I say, when God opens your eyes and you know that you are carrying a dunamis, there is a response to you that even Christians like you will not be understanding. Oh boy, maybe you see fasting last week. You say, like the thing is not, I'm still, the cleaning is still going on. I still need to go 1 more week. Oh boy. And if that person going through the clean, if you are the one carrying dunamis and your husband is carrying exosia, the other is like, so, it be like, say, I go see the chop outside be that time. He say, it be like, so. Say, so when is this fasting likely to end? He say, honestly, I don't know, but I just know I will have a victory note in my spirit. When I don't marry you. I don't marry you. They want me, oh. They want me, oh. I don't marry you. This one, not be married again, you. That Jesus, now they control this house, oh. That Jesus, they control this house, oh. Now, waiting Jesus tell my wife, now, what they do? I don't get mad for this house again, though. When I help me, oh, hey, she say fasting, and so it go be, oh, she say virgin, and so I never can get any mouth to talk. Pastor Desmond, help me, oh, I don't know. Is this how you do it? I say we don't do like this. Hey, my own case come different. My own case come different, oh. Prayer, 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 fasting, fasting, fasting. Now only you. I say you are high maintenance. Don't buy cheap oil. Don't look for cheap oil. There are people who know they need to shut down and wait on the Lord, and they are looking for cheap oil. Say that one has 6.5, this one has 3.5, give me that 2.5. Lamborghini. The engine will knock. Instead of you to take the time to wait and allow God that, you know you need to stay an entire day. You are now looking for shortcuts, listening to TBN and looking for shortcuts to quickly touch down. God said, this boy, no, no. That's why Paul said, pray that our spiritual eyes will be open so that we can see the exceeding great power that has been given to us. It is a shame that you are carrying something that can move the earth and yet even you don't know. Not to even talk of what it requires to service that anointing. Dunamis. Dunamis. So for you, studying the word of God, fellowshipping with the Holy Spirit is part of the maintenance. You understand? And that's why I thank God for all of us who have jobs. But I pray that God will make all of us business people. Because you can't serve this anointing if you are waking up 4 a.m. to go to work. That's the problem. You can't. The requirement is high. This is not Toyota Corolla. Brother, I like Toyota. You easily, you can maintain it. It doesn't give you problem. Oga, that's party mentality. Oga, please. When you get to a level, you are talking about a Benz Jeep, top of the range. You are not thinking of how much is fair. This one, they chop 6,000. This one, they chopping 14,000. Oga, that's one level. At one level, is that what you want, baby? We'll do it. MJ, we'll just do it. You are not thinking of fuel. You understand? It's not like, say, I like Toyota. I just like Toyota. It's good for Nigeria. No, go and buy Peugeot. Don't buy Toyota, buy Peugeot. You know, Peugeot is different from Peugeot. Go and buy Peugeot. go and buy Peugeot. You like cars that are durable. See, anybody can fix it. Yes. That's why you are not a dunamis. That's why I don't carry a dunamis. Not everybody can service this anointing. Not everybody. It takes a man operating in dunamis to speak to another man in a dunamis. Because we both know the requirement. When you are rushing at TV, you go to me. You only spend 2 hours to go to me. Waiting. This oil has 16.5. Which one is in a 2 hours? You go to me. You go to me. Shortcut. This is a Lamborghini. Don't be Corolla. So for you, fellowship with the Spirit is deliberate. And you know that fellowship with the Word of God is not over till the person you are sitting with says, go out now. It's not the one I tell you, let me quickly read the Bible for 10 minutes. Hey! Have you ever seen some cars that will remove the engine of the Benz? We now put Toyota engine. We used to do it. Some engineers know how to do it. The body of the car is Benz, but the engine is Toyota. And then it will be going down. People say, look at that white Benz. Don't be Benz again, though. Don't be Benz again, though. Don't invest again. You now pack your vans beside other vans. Say, so, I bought mine 2 years ago. I got mine 6 months ago. So people with vans are talking. You too, you are talking. These of you to tell us that the engine at Toyota, is that the car refuses to start. You now say, okay, let me help you put water inside the radiator. Say, so, what? What did we do? So actually, I change it. We first ring the old engine. Then later, we now change it. We now put Toyota when the problem was becoming too much. We ring it. Brother. After some time, even the mechanic will tell you, Oga, I know they ring again. Don't worry if you don't understand what that means, my sisters. Don't worry. When you are married, ask your husband too. What does it mean to ring engine? What is wrong with me? I say my time is up. Stay with me. Let me quickly rush. Let me just take one more. I won't do more than one more. Are you getting blessed? Are you getting blessed? What I'm saying is this. Once you understand the requirement of the grace you are carrying, please align. Don't stop making excuses. I met a lady a few days ago. I saw my cousin, like a distant cousin, belongs to the Ganifawemi family, which my mom is related to. So I saw him at the eatery, and then he was introducing his girlfriend, fiancé, Chiamaka, Ibo girl, to me. So when I saw, I was like, is this Chiamaka? I said, how are you? We're meeting for the first time. And you started talking. Then as I turned, you know, this past 1 week, I've not been feeling so spiritual. Like spirit. So I just played with her. And then as I turned, then I turned back and I looked at her. And I said, you have one of your grandparents as a prayer mantle. Then the boyfriend looked at her and looked at me. Then he stood back. I said, do you know what I'm talking about? She said, yes. I said, that mantle has been passed to your mom. And now you are carrying that mantle. I said, do you know what you are capable of? And then I began to prophesy to her in details about certain things about her family. And as I prophesied to her, I now told her, I said, there is a clause to this grace that is upon you. There is somebody in your house, one of your sisters, that looks exactly like when you stand together, people think you are twins. She said, yes, maybe she lives in Manchester or somewhere. I said, if you do not stand up and embrace this mantle, that mantle will lead from you and go to her. I said, you need training. It takes a man carrying a mantle like this to train you in it. It's not just anybody. You can't be driving Corolla and you want to educate me about Lamborghini. Oga, I hear you, but leave me. Yiminu, leave me alone. Leave me alone. You can't be talking to me about something you are not operating. I hear you, but give me space. Give me space. There are people carrying mantles up and down. They even have no idea. And they are now wondering why there is so much warfare. Because God knows what you are carrying. The devil knows what you are carrying. The missing link is the person carrying the mantle. And I say, I don't know why. Since I became a Christian, they're just fighting me. They're just, you have not seen anything. They are coming for you now. Now. Evangelist, when you carry an anointing that is very old, ancient and modern anointing, you know, that ancient oil, you know what I'm talking about. Which day were we talking about Dangote here? Huh? School of Tyrannus. School of Tyrannus. When Dr. Iyechi came, I mentioned Dangote on Saturday. Iyechi came on Sunday. We sat there, Iyechi told me. I said, there are some people we see in heaven. We say, God, you are partial. God, you are partial. You have to explain this one. Prove it to me. Show me your word. See, I'll be looking for it. Iyechi was in a plane. He was going to fly in a plane, first class. For some reason, they had to take there was a problem, so they couldn't go in through their own corner. They came in through the first class route to go to their own economy class, section. He said, and when he came in through the first class, he saw a man reading a business journal. You know, if you, I've never flown first class, but I hear that it's really good. Said it was like mine was like in a mini parlor. There were drinks here and there. He was drinking juice and reading a business journal. He said he looked at it and said, this man looks like Dangote. So he didn't greet him, he just walked past him. All of a sudden the plane was about to take off. Then the captain spoke over the microphone and said, we have received some alerts that he said, who is a pastor here? If you're a pastor, please come to the first class section. So in here, he said, there's a bishop behind him, dressed fully. That one did not answer. I said, when there is problem, your car will not save you. You better know what you are carrying. Know the category of your grace. If it's dunamis, it's exceeding great. It's designed to move stubborn problems. Dunamis is designed to move stubborn problems. He said, exceeding great. It's not just exceeding, it's great. You understand? You bring the two together, you push it. It's a 16,000 horsepower engine. So when he got to where they took them to where Dangote was seated, then they said, one of our major clients who is on this plane said we must not fly this plane until a pastor prays. I said the way that man is giving to men of God, give to the Bishop Edebo, give to Ibiomi, give to Pastor Adebo. There is no way that man will not be walking in discernment. Come when you go to Pastor Adebo, you say, God, my daddy will bless you. You go, Edebo will say, go! You know, there is no way you can be walking with all these people and sowing into their life. Some of their grace will rub off for you. He said, there's a major client of Virgin that is in this plane, and he said we must not fly the plane until a pastor prays. That he received alerts, that's the language used, that the trip will be turbulent and that we must not move this plane until he prays. Please, are you a Christian? Please come forward. Come forward. Let's form a prayer circle. Rambaleka du sabarande kashata embrofeseli netakumbra eyana lena vasudi eraka. He began to speak in tongues. Dangote just bended his head. He didn't stand up. Just bowed his head. Amen. 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 So when he was done, call the captain. Who is the first class supernova client that said we must not fly and you had to break your schedule because of that client? Pointed to Dangote. Said, what? Dangote said, unless, he didn't say imam, say unless a pastor prays, we should not fly this plane. He's a man of God. When that plane took off, truly, the flight was turbulent. He said, but the plane landed safely. Exceeding great power. Exceeding great power. Exceeding great power. Exceeding great power. I will just talk about one other form of power. Kratos. I have I have quite a bit. I don't know if I feel like I continue next week. Please get me this mic up.
Have you gotten anything about Kratos? About Dunamis? In verse 20 of that scripture, now go to verse 19. What is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe according to the working of his mighty power? I didn't touch this one. Go ahead. Which he wrought when he raised him from the dead and set him where? At his own right hand in the heavenly places. The word that is used in scripture for this demonstration of power is what is known as Kratos. Kratos is what? The ability. Let me read it the way I just wrote it down. Kratos is the mighty working power. It is the expression of power in the form of visible dominion and rule. And it is as potent as to raise the dead. Doesn't matter how many days. This kind of power is not the same as dunamis. What this means is that it is a form of power that has visible impact. Like when Jesus says to the storm, be still. You will see the impact instantly. Are you still here? Huh? When you come into Kratos, your faith is sealed. You don't doubt anything again. This is what Paul was praying in Ephesians chapter 1, that God will open our spirits to see. We only saw speaking in tongues. Say, open my eyes, O God. Let me behold wondrous things out of thy law. He said it was this power that God demonstrated when he raised Jesus from the dead. It is the form of power that his form of operation has visible effect. You see dominion. Something that they said is over, he will reverse it and he won't blink. He will reverse time and he won't blink. It is Kratos you see when Joshua will look at the sun. Stand still. Do you understand what I'm saying? You reverse nature and you don't blink. And God will honor it. And there will be no meeting after that. Or Elijah. What did Elijah do again? Elijah prayed. And the rain disobeyed nature. For 3.5 years. Meanwhile, Elijah was enjoying. And when he prayed again, God released rain. Do you understand what I'm saying? I said if the covenant of the law was this strong with Elijah, this strong with Moses, that with a stretch of his hand and his rod, an entire sea parted, how much more those of us who now carry fully the we are custodians of the throne. When you see what is contained in the Old Testament, what it should tell you is that you are 10 times better than Peter, than Elijah, or than Moses. That these are the things Moses wants to look into. That I didn't have the Holy Ghost on my inside, but I could do this. What if I have the Holy Ghost 24 hours? Are you still here? He said this is the form of power that has the capacity to reverse situations. Its impact is instant and is visible. It is called dominion. Let me give you another scripture for Kratos. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. That means I can be weak in the Lord. I'm born again going to heaven. But I can be weak in my resolve. And in the power, God wants me to be strong in his power. That means there's something that can be unveiled to me. Because some of you are looking at some of the things going on in your family and you're like, wow, how are we going to ever get out of this? God says, I can unveil my power to you. Yet your response will be weakness. Jesus unveiled his power to Peter when he told him, come and join me on the water. And Peter began to walk. But when Peter took his eyes off Jesus, his connection to that power was disconnected. So the source of this power is what? Continuous gaze. Continuous gaze. I want to know him. And the power of his resurrection, I want to fellowship with his suffering. I give one other key before I will come back. Okay, stay here. But just prepare to give me Romans chapter 1. Now the word strong there is significant. There's a very beautiful long Greek word for that. Sorry, you know, this is not an everyday Greek thing, but just take it. It's called endunumaho. That word endunumaho describes oh goodness, I love this. Hear this. That word, be strong in the Lord. There are two things we are called to be strong in. Number one, to be strong in the Lord. So I must realize that when Christ defeated Satan and he made me and Christ one, that means every resource that is in Christ, I have access to it. That I am not begging for it. So when I close my eyes in my spirit, I see myself in him. So I can fix my gaze in meditation as I focus on him. And I begin to pull all the resources I need. I begin to pull the wisdom I need. I begin to pull the form of power that is required for the challenge I'm going to. There are certain things that happen to me that are very scary. We had a financial challenge at home about a month ago. And we just talk about it, but we don't tell anybody. And I didn't tell her. I was praying and I asked the Lord. I said, give me, I need so amount in 7 digits. I prayed. But I knew even if God didn't answer that prayer, I'm okay, don't worry. You know that prayer you pray, you tell God, I need 2 million. But you know your mind, even that prayer, even your mind, you are not floating at the level of 2 million. Anything you give me, I'll manage. You know that kind of prayer. I didn't tell my wife, I didn't tell him, but I just said, Lord, I need so amount, and it was in millions. My brother, me, I know, except a miracle, there's no way it will happen. We got that money short of how many thousands? 50,000. God gave me that money short of 50,000. We have finished spending the money, sir. We just needed it for a project. This one is not the one that you pray. Now it's calculated. I think God to see how he's going to do it. You know, some people like to reason with God. If you can do like 250 now, then next week, do. Yeah, is it your broke status to relate with God? God looks at you like, this one never led. I'm not a Nigerian. I don't look at your economic watch to know how to do my own thing. It's you that has the problem. You spend naira, me, I spend faith. The greatest currency without, that doesn't subject to inflation or deflation. Faith. Endunumaho. Look at what endunumaho is. That word strong. It is a form of power, listen, whose purpose is to infuse a believer with excessive dose of inward strength. This word strong. The word strong is endunumaho, and it means, in the context of this Greek verse, it means it's a form of power whose purpose is to infuse a believer. It's just like you connect your phone to the charger or to the socket. It begins to infuse power into the battery. You understand what I'm saying? It infuses the believer with excessive, you see the word there is excessive, and I wrote it exactly the way I saw it, with excessive dose of what? Of inward strength. So all of a sudden, you can just touch me, and the same weight of current flows through you and knocks you off. I remember when I was just some few weeks to our wedding, 8 years plus, and I made contact with LiveWire. Some of you have heard that story. And Pastor Desmond almost got electrocuted too. We were running on generator, and then the light had come and we didn't know. I started suspecting that I was not normal again after that day. God, please, if it happens again, repeat what, just save me. The neighbor at the back turned off the gen. Instead of her telling us they had brought the light, I don't know what she did. Maybe she tried to turn off the gen. And then somebody told us there was light. So at this time she was trying to put off the gen, I was also at the changeover. And when I held that box, both NEPA and generator met. And I was holding that box. And the thing just surged through my body and lifted me off the ground. Brother, unfortunately, that's not the best way to die. If it was just a film, I would have said, praise God, it's a film, hallelujah. We are acting a scene now. But brother, I'm seeing my wife, for my wife to be in the parlor. I couldn't even shout, like, I was just saying, Bishop. And Bishop ran out. And Bishop, he's just doing gragger, he's a jellyfish. Bishop said, he doesn't have, you know, some of us who are muscular, inside our mind, we are jellyfish. Those of us that we are like this, they always say, carry, go more, see what you want. The more they go, in our mind, I say, God, do something quickly. You know, so you see some of those guys are very muscular in their life. God just give them nothing to protect them. Say, there is nothing inside the boy. Bishop like, hey, Guze. Say, Bishop. As in my mind, like, this is how I'm going. My wedding is just around the corner. In fact, everybody, two of them were at home, part of the planning. The whole neighborhood has started gathering. As in, nobody could touch me. You want to touch? See that word? Infused with excessive dose. I had become a live, what? Life channel. You touch me, you catch it. Be strong with excessive dose of inward strength. That whoever comes in contact with you, bam, catches this, what you are carrying. That's what God is saying here. This is a dimension of Kratos. That you are walking in something that people come into your space, if you are operating prophecy, they will begin to prophesy to. If you operate in vision, they begin to see vision. If there's so much agitation, they come into your space, calm will just begin to prevail. Excessive dose. Do you know how God used Bishop Desmond to bail me out? Do you know what he used? Wet plank. Can you reconcile that? Wet and electricity. He used it on me, actually. So Bishop was holding it. You know, he was scared because this thing is wet. That's the only thing he could find. I said, Bishop, use it! Guze. Bishop, use it! Just slam the thing on my body. I said, do it one more time. You know, this is death here. Just do it. I'm going to die. You might join me. He said, Guze. I said, Bishop, do it. He said, Bishop, do it. Bishop, just hit the thing. And then I just spawned, bah, on the floor like that. People heard the thud and they started running. Ah, Otiku. When they came, I had dusted and I walked away. They didn't, as in, I also came and asked you, they are looking for the person that, as in, I didn't need to take milk. I didn't, you know, they say, go and take milk. Go and drink water. In my mind, I'm just like, wow. God has a purpose for my life. Oh, wow. It was after I survived that Bishop said, oh boy. Bishop was already crying. This is my friend that came and be harassing people. My friend is strong spiritually, but when you see your friend begin to cry, you know, there are some things as friends, when you go through together, you are no more friends, you are brothers. My wife was saying, we need to get to the hospital. I said, I'm back. I'm back from the dead. Infused with excessive dose, you become a life channel. And in the power of his mind, this is a classical example of Kratos. And this power is at work in you. Let me tell you something that triggers Kratos. Romans chapter 1. I don't know if this is all Greek or Hebrew, but I hope it's making sense. Amen. Verse 3. Kambrasha keta labaka saha katabaya irataka saka. Ah, verse 2. Maraba sefele nakosha. Kambrasha katali. Verse 1. Karabaka tasaka. He kalobosha. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle but separated unto the gospel of God. I won't talk about this one. Next verse. Which he had promised afore by his prophet in the Holy Scriptures. Go ahead. Concerning his son, who? Jesus Christ. Verse 3. Concerning his son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who was made of the seed of David according to the flesh. Verse 4. But he was declared. When you look at him on the outside, you say this is the son of David. But when you look at him in the spirit, there is a declaration. He was declared to be the son of God with according to the spirit of what? That is the trigger. That is the trigger. This kind of power that raised Jesus from the dead. The trigger is holiness. This is why we cannot operate in it beyond the measure. Because what is given to you will be directly proportional to your level of cleansing. Are you still with me? You go. According to, directly proportional to the level of your cleansing. Now that I've said this, let me say something. Last week, you know, sometimes the way I learn is through what I am exposed to or the things that I suffer. And it's not that I like telling people my weakness, but it was something I suffered recently. And the Lord used it to teach me something. The Lord said to me, you can acquire grace in the spirit. You can receive deposits of life in the spirit and lose it in the soul. Help me, Lord. Did you hear what I just said? I can wait on the Lord. And as a result of my waiting on the Lord, I can accumulate grace. I can receive grace. I can receive this divine enablement. So much. But I can lose it through the gates of the soul. How? He said to me, nothing silently drains spiritual power than emotional leakage. I was driving on Third Mill when he said it to me. I said, what? I've never heard this before. He said, nothing drains spiritual power than emotional leakage. I said, Lord, I hear you, but is sounding more cliche than scripture. He said, what happened to Moses? He got emotional. And instead of
speaking,
he struck. It produced the result, but he got into trouble. Are you still here? See, that's why many of you will notice you go on a retreat, 2 days, 3 days, you wait on the Lord. As you are coming out, you are feeling refreshed. Then you come out and one of those your colleagues in the office that likes making trouble will just wake up and say, it is you she sees first. Something will just happen in your office and before you know it, there's so much negative energy being thrown around. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah.
You are just feeling depleted. Who knows what I'm talking about? All of a sudden in the office, you feel depleted. Like, Who knows what I'm talking about? You just see negative energy around. All of a sudden you're like, because you know, the few words you spoke in that matter, you just felt depleted. So we must now learn not just how to acquire, but how to guard. Not just how to acquire, but how to what? How to guard. Say, guard your heart. That heart is not just heart, it's heart and soul, spirit and soul, with all diligence. Because there can be leakages out of it, out of it, out of it, out of it. There can be leakages. So that when you choose to stand for Christ, you know you are in spiritually, intellectually knowledgeable of what you are doing. You are not trying not to fornicate because the Bible says you understand the spiritual operation you are doing. That God is not trying to be difficult when he's talking about fornication. He's not trying to be difficult. There are reasons behind it. That many times the devil knows he will never get you in the area of fornication, but he will get you in your emotional outburst. Say, leave her. This one, no, they fornicate. Now, outburst, we go use for her.
Yeah.
Somebody just come and step on your toes, and then we know, we say, what do you do? You look at this one, doesn't even walk not up to your younger sister's age mate at home, like, Say, come back here. What's wrong with your head? Do you know who I am? Hey, what are you going to do? Somebody got fired in a bank for slapping a cleaner. A manager got fired. Just this emotional outburst. And this is one of the quiet ways we deplete energy and we don't know. You now notice that you are always having to go back and rebuild that energy. Rebuild and God say, look, if you can watch this aspect, you will save up a lot in your energy form that you can use when the time comes. And many of us, we know, I'm explaining a spiritual technology to you now. What is the implication of what I just said? Choose your environment. Choose your environment. Be deliberate. Be deliberate about what you have around you. On your table, be deliberate. In your house, be deliberate. It's not too expensive. Buy fuel in your gen and condition your atmosphere with the kind of music you want. It's as simple as ABC. Or download the songs on your phone and put it in your ears. Stop listening to all those news that only tell us about bad things that are happening. Because bad news is good news for the media. I want you to go back. I hope this message is really clear. I want you to go back and listen to this message because I tried to compress a lot of things. I only talked about Kratos and Dunamis. I didn't talk about Exousia. I didn't talk about Iskol. And I didn't talk about Euphorus. But all these things were consummated in the person of Jesus. Now, if you are someone that operates in the power ministry, or you operate in the miraculous, part of the miraculous is contained in dunamis. The miraculous power of God is contained in dunamis. These are things you must know, that it is beyond you. It is a power that is resident in you. And that if Moses could operate the way he operated without having the Holy Ghost, you are overqualified. But you must understand the requirement, the servicing maintenance, what is required to maintain this engine. If not, even though you have a 16,000 horsepower engine, you can be operating like a Toyota Camry. People will be celebrating you, but everyone knows that you are operating below par. So let's stop celebrating little successes. The Lord will give us light. The Lord will give us light. The Lord will open our eyes. The Lord will open our eyes to see the things that He has put in our spirit and help us to make use of them. In the name, rise to your feet, church. In the name of Jesus.